The game is on our 99.3 Niger Info. When it comes to presentation across the country, including the Niger Delta, we give you action. More than what you get from a black belter, acting as efficiently as an information shelter. So in your quest for knowledge, you don't have to go helter-skelter. That's because right here, we're heavyweight and we're certainly not welter. And the heavyweights are in the studio with me here. We're Femi and the gang. Chumandali, the guy speaking to you right now, Chidozie Okoroji, yes, a.k.a. Sir. Overdose,
yeah,
in the studio to you. And I don't know if he's his nemesis, but the man he walks together with as an elder, the man who is the mouthpiece of the gods, Chidi Ebere Anugolu, is also right here.
I'm the renewed one, Chima. Oh. And I would really appreciate it that whenever you're calling me, call me the ism of sport, the renewed one. I've got my money is speaking for me, and I'm a man of practical. Unfortunately, Overdose doesn't know anything or two or anything about practical. Baby Sarafina, how are you doing? How is London? I sent Safina to London, and you know, it's just incredible.
Did you just call me, baby?
Yeah, Safina, come on. How are you feeling? And I'm sure you're comfortable. My plans are going smoothly.
Well, I do need more money, though. You know, I've spent a lot of money here, and I've already opened my pounds account as well. So I need to put like £1,000, yeah, to be able to survive and do some other things. But it's been great. I'm gradually settling in. Mm. Yeah. So thank you very much. Yeah. Just go over the corner and get yourself a bottle, okay?
Okay. Well, don't worry. I'll send you £2,000. I mean, you want £1,000.
So, Frida, you're already British. You're already British.
She was there for 2 days and she's picked up the accent.
And she has picked up.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Safina, what's really happening, though?
Oh, my word. Overdose, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, Safina. What's up?
I think I'm okay, yeah.
You think you're okay?
Just living the life, man.
You're living the life.
Safina, I mean, if you continue
you deserve
like this,
to live the life.
I'll bring you back here.
You know, but Chidi has been running his mouth saying that
roots.
He actually sent you there with his money, you know, and he's actually executing the plan he has for you, which is to, you know, elevate you, take care of you, you know. Show you life
Before Safina speaks, my promise, it was a 5-year plan for Safina when she joined this team.
Okay.
I wanted to take her to the next level. I knew it was a grand plan. And, you know, it's been a journey. The master planner, I put this all in motion in 2018.
Mm. Okay, you started in 2018.
Yeah, I left Lagos to go to Port Harcourt so Safina can join this team. If
so
I didn't
leave,
Safina would not join. Eh?
When did you start to actually settle in your mind that you wanted to execute this plan?
The idea, you know, rooted, took root in my heart. I knew it was going to be successful. I had to leave Lagos. Chuma, did I not come to Port Harcourt in 2018?
You did.
Thank you. So I like people. I like facts. Go and confirm. Go and confirm. I like facts. I thought I left Lagos and I called Femi. I said, Femi, someone will send you a DM. Please answer. And Femi employed Safina in 2018, December 20, to be precise. Don't you? I know this date.
Okay,
I left in October.
So
interviewing me over those.
No.
I'm trying to let you know
out
that this plan has been going.
When are you
going to
execute this plan? When will this plan be fully executed?
Well, it's ongoing now. Safina will go and cover the Birmingham Games, the Commonwealth Games, and she will take another flight. I already booked the flight tonight.
Okay.
She'll take the flight to Detroit in the USA. And then she'll connect into Ohio in Bowling Green. And she was settling in Bowling Green. And, you know, my plan for her really would really start hitting up from there.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
So, I'm just happy, Safina. I'm happy that you're having fun. Don't worry. Eat as much as you want to. I'll be joining you in two weeks' time. And look, you know,
you're coming to London.
No. When I booked our flight together, I will connect with you in Heathrow, and we'll connect together to Detroit.
I'm actually going to Canada first of all. I've got a flight to catch. I've got a flight to Canada for like 1 week.
What are you going to do in Canada? That's
even
not part of my
master
plan for
planner
you.
Doesn't know the way.
Sabrina, who booked? What are you going to do in Canada? Well, that's not part of my plan for you, Safina. Don't change the trajectory.
But you need to make room for things like this.
The master planner.
And there are times that
doesn't even have an idea of the plan.
Safina, okay, I always had doubts about sending you abroad, and now you're making me already changing this plan.
All right, guys. So this is Game On with Femi and the Gang, and you're gonna hear more about Safina in the coming days. By the way, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. But she is in the UK at the moment, mm-hmm. preparing to cover the Commonwealth Games for us. We had Emmanuel Eaton and Adesia Michael in Morocco for the championships, the women's championships. And now we're having Safina in the UK to cover the Commonwealth Games. And you're going to hear more about Safina. I promise you on that one in the coming days. But yeah, this is Game On with Femi and the Gang. Thank you, Safina. Just send a bit of the pound sterling to me.
I love you too, bro.
Yeah, I beg. Score like sterling. You know, just if they ask you who you want to send the money to, say Naheem Chuma. So send the pounds.
Remember
the
British Empire, right?
MB, MB. Take it easy, Safina. All the best in the UK, man.
All right.
Beautiful stuff. And I just like that line when Obado said, even the master planner.
No. The man who started the plan doesn't even know. Safina is not planning him.
I just need to understand. You know, there's some things. You know, when people talk to me and say, Izimo, how do you know these things?
I just want you to answer this question. Did you know she was going to Canada? Was it part of the plan?
It's something that just came up.
It just came up?
Yes.
They've left you behind.
I just told you this is a 5-year plan. I told you, Chuma confirmed I came in 2018.
All right, guys.
And don't tear gas, huh?
This is my life saving. This is my life saving speaking.
Okay, so let's...
Your life saving.
To come on the show tonight so much, Transfer Stories later. The World Athletics Championships conversation around Tony Amosu and also Ese Brume also later too. But I wanted to start with football because we had the basketball show earlier. So let's just get ourselves into the football group before we switch again to other sports. And it's been a time for friendly games for the high-profile teams on the European continent ahead of the start of the 2022-2023 season. And the team who are on the highest now, this is Chidihead, Ohio. You know, this team, Ohio, then they hire right now. These guys, Arsenal, yeah? Well, Arsenal fans are still singing this song because Gunners have been winning again, again, and again. The latest, a 4-0 success over Chelsea. And what Arsenal have done is simply impeccable in the preseason games. 19 goals scored in 5 matches. And in the USA, where they have been competing lately, they scored a total of 9 goals from 3 games. Really impressive, the quality from Arsenal. That win against Chelsea cemented the hype around the team as one of those teams that should be seen as a rejuvenated bunch ahead of the start of the new season. Well, we're going to touch on the results all around, actually. I'll go to some other teams too before I get to hear from Chidebere and also Vados again. Liverpool on the 12th of this month had beaten... Sorry, Man United on the 12th of this month had beaten Liverpool by 4-0 at the Rajamangala Stadium in Bangkok. And they have gone on to get even more victories. July 15, United beat Melbourne victory by 4-1. July 19, United were 3-1 better than Crystal Palace. And July 23, which was on Saturday, Manchester United were held to a 2-2 draw by Steven Gerrard's Aston Villa at the Optus Stadium in Perth, Australia. Now, these are two teams who, with all due respect to them, by the high standards, stuttered last season. They couldn't break into the top four. Not Arsenal, not Manchester United. And ironically, these were two of the biggest teams in England between 1998 and 2004, before Chelsea became a rejuvenated bunch. The battle for the league title was always between Arsenal and Manchester United. But fast forward, just over a decade after, these teams are struggling. People do are saying the performances of the two sides in the pre-season friendly games is a reminder of how good they're going to be when the season starts. So I want to find out from you who's listening to us, and also Vados and Chidebere, if we should take these results seriously from Manchester United and Arsenal. Because you look at the success, they didn't just beat Chelsea. It wasn't a narrow victory. It was 4-0 for Arsenal. Manchester United did not just beat Liverpool. It was 4-0. How much meaning should we read into these results, Chidi and Overdose?
Well, it's, you know, we had this conversation at the weekend as well, and we were talking about the preseason, if we should, you know, give a lot of credence or a lot of attention to what's happening in preseason. I think we should, but I think we should take it with a pinch of salt. Tony was here and he asked the same question, and I'm just going to reiterate the same thing I said. It's good. I think it gives a good feeling if, you know, your team is winning in preseason and you're doing well. Arsenal are so far unbeaten in preseason, but we know it's a different ballgame when the season starts. The season is a marathon, not just a few matches and you're done. So, while it's a good feeling for Arsenal and you know, for all the teams who are doing well in preseason, I think that we should, you know, be careful and take that with a pinch of salt, because we've seen teams, you know, blow hot in preseason and then, you know, just collapse. And history has taught us a lot about, you know, teams doing well in preseason and why preseason is not something you should give a lot of attention to. It's good. It just gives that good vibe, you know, good feeling heading into the new season if your team is doing well. I was listening to the Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel complaining about the commitments with the Chelsea players, and I mean, I totally understand, you know, if you're getting spanked by your rivals Arsenal in a derby, it doesn't look good, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't keep a good oxygen in the room, all right? And that's what you want. That's what you don't want to, you know, you don't want going into a new season. You want to go into a new season with good vibes. So I think preseason just gives good vibes, you know. It's just the good vibes. It doesn't really tell a lot. It can tell about how a team would like to play their football, like we've seen for Manchester United. They played against Crystal Palace and they played like it seemed. You know, you could see there was no one man trying to overdo. You know, it was pass, you know, and picking spaces. So maybe for a team getting a new coach, it could tell you, give you an idea on how the team would like to play, the philosophy of the new manager. But I think aside that, you know, it doesn't really tell about the form of the team. It could give you an idea how this team wants to execute their football, but in terms of, you know, whether they're going to go into the season beating everyone, it doesn't tell. You know, 2-3 games in preseason is not enough.
So you're not going
to
be carried away at all by this result. Overdose, do you have a conflicting view? And, you know, again, ordinarily, it's always easy to just say it's a preseason game, let's move on. That's how I see it normally.
Okay.
But looking at the thoughts on social media, especially after that Arsenal 4-0 victory over Chelsea, and how it hit Chelsea as a team too. Thomas Tuchel seemed to have taken it personal, because normally you would have said it's a friendly game now, but the guy was like, some players in this team don't look like they want to be with us, they want to leave.
How can you get beaten by a team who's not playing in the Champions League?
4-0.
I want to disagree with Chidi. When you look at football, just like other sports, they're not played all year round. That's one. And so most players have a period of time where they are not training or competing, you know. And then again, you know, this is where they tend to lose some, you know, endurance and conditioning. It declines at this point because they are not training. Now, you see a team who have come with preseason and you want to shrug it off. I understand, you know, that most people might say, oh, it's just preseason. But then preseason allows you to build solid foundations for your team, for the fitness they're going to go, the agility, the strength, and the result they record, you know, is sometimes a true reflection of what to expect during the course of the season, because it also allows, you know, the coach of the team to improve on his technical ability to ensure optimal performance, and of course to, you know, really bring the players together. So Man United during these preseason games, I don't want to take it with a pinch of salt. Two reasons. One, you look at the way Man United were playing before Erik ten Hag, and you look at the way they are playing now, and you want to say that there's a huge difference. I mean, I followed those two games, the one against Liverpool and then the one against Crystal Palace. You know, that game against Crystal Palace, the build-up to that goal that was scored by Marcus Rashford, I think it was the second or third goal, you could see that Man United had a system of play. And this man has come in with the system of put the ball on the ground, pass the ball, always form the triangles. And you could see that in the way Man United played, because last season, they didn't have that structure. But now they're coming with that structure, even though it's not perfect yet. But you can see from Man United's style of play now that the players really are improving. They are a lot better than what it was last season. And then someone will say, oh, it's pre-season. They say it's from the smell of the food, you know how great it will taste. You understand? Man United play now, I understand that some people want to say, oh, it's just pre-season. But trust me, I want to really look at Arsenal, Man United as teams that are building on last season. Arteta has learned from last season. you know, and missing out on the Champions League was one thing that really affected him. Now he's gone to the transfer market, and you can see the players he's bringing in. Gabriel Jesus has come in, Zinchenko has come in. You also look at Vieira as well, and then the goalkeeping situation in Matona. I want to say that this man has identified the plugs, if not for a couple of players who were off the mark. I mean, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang was declined before he went to Barcelona, but now in Gabriel Jesus, you can see his build-up play, you can see his link-up play. It's something to admire. So for me, I wouldn't want to take it with a pinch of salt, because teams and coaches are always strategic going into a new season. And then when you see the play, it's from the preseason games that they build it up. So I won't be surprised if Arsenal really do well this coming season, because for one, it's strategic, it's planned, and it's something that they put their minds on. I can understand the fact that Arsenal tend to disappoint every now and then, but I feel Arteta is gradually getting it right. So is Erik ten Hag, that if we write off these teams, Arsenal and Man United, you might be doing so at your own peril.
That makes so much sense. You shared the proverb while you were speaking, and I'm going to convert it to the one I learned while growing up in Calabar, which is, it goes this way: Edaidap, Edionteng, Padi.
Edaidap.
No, it's Edaidap.
Edaidap.
Edionteng, Padi. They used sleep. They used sleep to know what death feels like. You know, you said the smell of the food or something to know what the taste would be like.
Yeah.
But this epic proverb says, they use sleep to know what death.
Yeah. Sometimes
like
the food could smell nice, but when you taste it, it's not tasty. But most of the time, when you say, who they cook this stew? You understand? You know that the stew will hit the right place.
So it's more like, I remember you're using the friendly games to know what the season should look like.
Definitely. That's it.
There's no way I'm agreeing with that. Overdose one time came to my house, brought food. The food was sent in. For those, make I take one spoon. It was the worst food, worst rice and stew I ever had.
I don't understand. I came to your house.
No, you came to my apartment, for those.
When you say these things, what exactly was I looking for in your house?
Let's take calls, please. Okay. For those, I don't want to go into arguments.
You just want
with you.
To paint a narrative that it doesn't exist.
No, it's a narrative that actually exists.
All right.
I remember. It was on a Sunday. You remember that day?
I agree with you.
You had just finished your show.
I've given up.
And one of your girlfriends brought food for you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Is that all?
0700-993-993-993 is available for you. That's 0700-993-993-993. And hey, it's always a pleasure hearing from the ladies too. So this one is just for the ladies. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. What meaning are you reading into the good displays from Arsenal and Manchester United in the preseason friendly games? Is it giving you a thought process that they may be good enough to challenge not just for a top four place, but potentially for the title too next season? Or do we just go with that famous line, or that regular line, or the cliche, which is, it's just a friendly game. When it's time for the enemy game, they'll not be able to perform again, you know?
Oh, not just initial gra-gra.
That's the IGG. You understand, really. So let us know what you make of the still to come transfer stories, Toby Amusu and Steve Brumes brilliant in the World Athletics Championships, and then how South Africa got gold in the Africa Women's Cup of Nations at the expense of Morocco, Nigeria, and Zambia. For now, though, let's have your say on the show. Welcome. Not the kind of way I want to use to start proceedings through the phone lines. How are you doing? Good evening.
Good evening, Femi and the gang.
Yes, good evening to you.
Yes, I want to talk about Arsenal, their performance at the preseason.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm one of those who was in the preseason match sports. For what I saw in Arsenal and Man U, I think it's a statement they are trying to make, judging the fact that Man U got a new coach, and for Arsenal, he identified some of the mistakes last time, and he recruited some player, not just player, quality player, you can say, for him to get two players from Man U. In the person of Gabriel Jesus and Zinchenko.
Yes.
I think it's on the right track. Let's wait and see. But I think I'm not going to let it stand that I don't believe.
Okay.
For Arsenal, I think they cannot win the league. I'm an Arsenal fan, but top four, let's see how it goes.
Possible,
and
right.
For Man U also,
all right.
For Man U also, new coach in the person of Ten Hag and what he's doing, young player, I think something is going to happen at the end
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, you guys are doing a great work.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your call. By the way, for some other friendly results, Bayern Munich lost to Manchester City by a goal to nothing. Erling Braut Haaland. He's the guy who scored the goal for Man City in that fixture. Barcelona beat Real Madrid in a friendly El Clasico. But when it comes to those two sides, they're so good that even in friendly games, they take it like it's an NMA fixture. So that's it, a few more results for you. But back to your calls now. We'll have your thoughts on WhatsApp and Twitter read in just a matter of minutes. Welcome. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, Chuma.
Yes, good evening to you.
Good evening, Obadizo and Kinebiri.
Good evening to
good
you.
Good evening.
Yeah, this Friday from Iwelere.
Okay, Friday.
Chuma, let the truth must be told. It's not be today this thing starts. We load the team that always do well in the preseason game. See, Chuma, you should allow me to make a promise this night. I will tell you that I don't have money. If Man United or Arsenal defeat Liverpool this coming season, I will give Arsenal fans, three of them, a retired card of 1,000 each.
Okay.
Then if Man United defeat Liverpool in this coming season, I will give each Man United fans, three of them, a 1,000 retired card each.
Okay.
Forget about friendly. I am paying it on air now.
Okay.
I don't have money, but to my right, it down. I am making that promise tonight.
So you're not taking the friendly results seriously? That's what you're trying to say?
Forget about friendly. I remember on the road to one World Cup, 2002, Nigeria did well in all their friendly. But when we get to the World Cup, what happened? Forget about friendly.
Right.
We are playing to save our legs. Upon Saturday in the charity field, we will see the real Liverpool. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling in. By the way, on Liverpool's friendly result, after losing to Manchester United 4-0 on July 12, Liverpool went on to beat Crystal Palace 2-0 July 15. They beat RB Leipzig 5-0 July 21. I'm wondering if Liverpool fans will not take this one seriously now they have won those games. Because if you're not taking friendly games seriously, how will you beat Leipzig 5-0?
Uh-huh,
it means you were taking it seriously. So it means that you lost to Man U because
Definitely.
Man U were just
going
to
you on the day.
Yeah. Amazing stuff, yeah. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Good evening to you. Yes.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Connection issues. Try and call us back if you can. Hi. Are you there? Your life on Nigeria Info.
Yes, I'm there.
Nice one.
This is Enoch calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, Enoch. Oh my word, Enoch, that knocked. Your engine don't knock. That your car knock. Try again if you can. Okay, knock the door. We'll open it for you if we can. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, the Ram Master.
I hear you. What's your name, please?
My name is Jonathan Sebo, calling from Omoli.
Beautiful.
See, I don't take this thing too serious. You all know the real Arsenal when season begin. So all those things are initial gra-gra.
Wow.
And which strike I want to make United go at top four? Is it Anthony Martial? They are not going anywhere. Overdose. Anthony Martial should not deceive you. That man that I know, he cannot take my United to anywhere. So he just IGG.
Amazing.
Okay.
Thank you
all right,
so much.
Thank you
for calling us. Pleasure. Here
but you know one thing about this IGG of a thing is when it starts happening, a whole lot of people say, I never really thought they would go foul. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys have changed, you know, and that's the beauty of it. But again, you know, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Barcelona right now beat Real Madrid. But would they beat Real Madrid during the course of the season? Mm-hmm. That, again, is, you know, having a huge question mark. But if they play well, I mean, they have the top players to do that, so why not? It's just like me saying because Real Madrid lost, they will keep losing all their games. You know, they won't bounce back during the course of the La Liga season. We all know they're going to bounce back. So that's just, you know, the way it is. When you see quality and you don't realize it or you don't recognize it because you feel, oh, they've not done this in a long time, then, you know,
to your own detriment, right?
Just be shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, that's the point. Chelsea, by the way, beat Club America by 2-1 on July 16 before the loss on July 23 to Arsenal by 4-0. We're going for a commercial break again shortly, but I can squeeze in a few of your thoughts via WhatsApp and Twitter now before we run over to you. More things on the show. Next up, when we return from that commercial break, will be our focus on the two Nigerian stars who shone brightest on the final day of the World Athletics Championships. But don't forget, there's still also transfer stories to come and issues around the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. So your thoughts on WhatsApp now. This says, good evening, Femi and the gang. I'm in love with the discussion tonight for the both teams. I think it's high time they took them seriously, because there is the saying that if we get to witness a good Sunday, there will be slight lightning on Saturday, okay? Come this new season, Arsenal and Manchester United will definitely prove a point in the Premier League. And this is from Dodo John from Igondo. Thank you for that, Oluwani. That's your Yoruba name. Beautiful stuff. Arsenal have been doing well in preseason in recent times, so there's no initial gra-gra with Arsenal. Is Safina still coming back, or is she only covering the Commonwealth Games for Nigeria? Info Ima from Lagos on this. Ima, like I told you, you're going to hear more about Safina in the coming days on Nigeria Info, so stay with us till you find out, okay? Good evening, guys, in the studio. My name is Matthias from Ajao Estate. I disagree with Overdose. We see Manchester City last three seasons ago. They lost about three matches with a South African club, and Manchester City still will be the same in the season. So for me, you can't judge a club with preseason, he says. Well, at least I can judge a few more comments on WhatsApp now before that commercial break. Good evening, Chuma Zeman Overdose. I'm worried about Arsenal. They should not score their goals in preseason, though. Preseason results don't officially matter. Let the season begin first before we know which club is serious. This is from Abdulaziz from Ikorodu, and this from Houston. SJ from Houston says, Friday, I'm confident of Manchester United this season. Give a friend $100 if Liverpool beat Manchester United. Okay, he says he will give $100 if Liverpool beat Manchester United. Well, I'm going to understand more. SJ, please put a follow-up message to that so we understand you better. But I'll read that and more after this commercial break. Stay with us. Back, please do me this favor, endeavor to stick around and savor the best of our presentation flavor on Game On with Femi and the Gang on Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show. Your thoughts on WhatsApp and Twitter are buzzing. I love them. Thank you so much. We'll pick more calls from you as we progress. But right now, we want to talk about a few more things. Now, we were touching on friendly results ahead of the start of the new season, and spoke about the fact that Man City beat Bayern Munich by a goal to nothing. Barca were 1-0 better than Real Madrid, and we saw Arsenal hammer Chelsea 4-0. United had done that to Liverpool earlier 4-0 to about a fortnight ago. Overdose has something on PSG before we touch on athletics on the show.
Yeah, it's all about Paris Saint-Germain. Of course, you already know that, like Chuma said, preseason friendly games are going down, and PSG played Gamba Osaka earlier today, and it ended in a 6-2 win for Paris Saint-Germain. Pablo Sarabia got the first goal, and then Neymar with the second. In fact, Neymar got a brace, and then there were further goals from Nuno Mendes, Kylian Mbappe, who scored the six from the penalty spot, and Lionel Messi, who actually got an assist from Neymar. So 6-2, Gamba Osaka got their goals through Keisuke Kurukawa and Haruto Shirai, and that's how it ended after 90 minutes. 6-2 in favor of PSG.
Thank you very much for that, bro. Now we'll have a chance to read out more of your thoughts and sentiments as we progress on the show. Just touching on that message again from SJ from Houston in the USA. SJ said, Friday, I'm confident of Manchester United this new season. I'll give Friday $100 if Liverpool beat Manchester United. Okay, so he just clarified what exactly he meant. So Friday here is saying, I'll give three Manchester United fans $1,000 a time each if United beat Liverpool. And then SJ from Houston in the USA says, Friday, I'll give you $100 if Liverpool beat Manchester United. This is funny, isn't it? But we're going to document this today.
It's a money battle.
July 5, yeah. So I'm documenting this. I'm going to document the message from SJ. Just have a screenshot of it. And of course, we have the recording of what Friday said too, because we can get the off-air dub. So we'll put this together. And then when the season starts, I will hope my colleagues, even if I forget, to remind you. If we even forget you that's listening, please remind us so we go back to this. There has to be a victor and victim. If it happens in a draw, you should give all of us the money. Just give me. SG, I'll collect the $100, just saying though. Yeah, but I've taken note of the thoughts from both of you. Over now to athletics before we return to football, where we're going to be talking about the Africa Women's Cup of Nations and how it ended on Saturday, as well as what the big teams in Europe are doing in the transfer window. That's to come. But right now, man, it's pertinent we focus on moments that have defined the greatness of Nigeria, moments that we are proud of as Nigerians, and moments that we crave for and hope that do happen more often than not. Toby Amosu, 100 meters world record holder in the hurdles, and also 100 meters hurdles world champion.
Amazon is in green. Camacho Quinn second from the left. The Olympic champion's been left a little bit at the start by Armstrong. Amazon now beginning to come through. So too is Anderson. Toby Amazon, look at the clock. I cannot believe it. She's done it again. Two world records in one night. And she makes history by becoming Nigeria's first world champion. What a way to do it. What a stage on which to discover sporting immortality. Records can be broken. Titles will stand the test of time. And tonight, she's done both. Two world records. 12.06. Tonight will never, never be forgotten by anybody lucky enough to be here. That was utterly extraordinary. We doubted she could do it again. How dare we? How dare we? Nigeria, the proud African nation, are on top of the world tonight.
Well, kudos, by the way, to Chidi for putting that together for me. But yeah, that's the moment that we have been waiting for. Nigeria was a country that gained independence in 1960, right? And this is 2022, 62 years after. And it's the first time ever that we heard the Nigerian national anthem played at the World Athletics Championships, because it's the first time ever Nigeria got gold in any event in that competition. And what a way to do it, by getting a world record too. The final world record actually was corrected, because it said it was win assisted, so that one didn't count. But she had earlier set a world record, the one that still stands, 12.12 seconds in the semi-finals. And Toby Amosu, in the early hours of this morning Nigerian timing, yesterday US timing, on the final day 10 of the 2022 World Athletics Championships, laid her hands on the 100 meters hurdles gold for women in Eugene, Oregon. 12.12 seconds that time in the semis, and 12.60 seconds in the final, which was not recognized because of 2 ms wind speed, over 2 meters per second wind speed. But she did it in phenomenal fashion, and she's done great for Nigeria. So 9 medals for Nigeria in the World Championships. It's very poor for our country, right? But there's been 4 silver, 5 bronze medals, and you know, this lady has gone on now to add gold for our country. Simply impeccable, the achievement. And before the guys in the studio have a say, let's hear from Toby Amosu herself on what this means to her and how it came about.
You know, I'm elated. It's been a journey, and I'm thankful to God for keeping me healthy, and I couldn't be more thankful to have come out here with the win and the world record. It's crazy. You know, coming into the set, I knew it was a very competitive field, so the goal was to execute and, you know, survive to the finals. And seeing the world record, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. But, you know, I had to keep my composure for the finals, and, you know, I think I handled that pretty good, and all thanks to God.
All right. right, so that's the elated Toby Amusu speaking after getting gold in the women's 100 meters hurdles. And again, you just cannot eulogize this lady enough. More so because on social media, a tweet that she put out in 2016 surfaced, and people have been saying so much about that, including even non-Nigerians. Overdose?
Yeah. Of course, it's all about the Jamaican lady, a hurdler as well, Danielle Williams. She actually confirmed that Toby Amusu literally spoke her success at the World Athletics Championships into existence. And this is how she put it.
And so, I can't come. If I don't make the finals, I know I gave the best I had today, and I'm satisfied with that.
How wicked was that, Chuan?
It was wicked. I mean, Toby literally spoke it into existence. Just last night, I was watching on, I was looking on Shawnee's Instagram, and we, in Adidas Hospitality, they have a wall that says, only the best for the athlete, and they had a sign. And on Shawnee's page, I saw a little snippet of what Toby wrote, and she wrote, incoming world record holder. And to see it unfold today, I'm proud of Toby.
Whoa, that's so good.
Yes, oh. Yes. Definition of speaking things into existence.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you for that. Overdose feels like it's going to be the preaching topic for next Sunday, speaking things into existence. And yeah, let's just take you back to November 8, 2016. Toby Amusu put on this tweet and she said, then, unknown now, but soon I will be unforgettable. I will persist until I succeed. This was November 8, 2016. And by July 25, 2022, almost exactly 6 years after, indeed, we'll never forget her name. The same way we talk about Chioma Ajumma every time we speak about the first Nigerian to have won an Olympic gold medal. She's the first Nigerian ever to have won gold at the World Athletics Championships. And she's the first Nigerian ever to have broken a world record or set a world record in any event in athletics. So she said it and it's come to pass.
It's crazy.
So officially, I give you guys a platform on the show this evening to speak into existence what you want in your lives. And I'm going to take note of this date. It will come to pass.
Well, Ochima,
tap
you
into these guys. Come on.
I've been speaking a lot of things into existence.
Like something that's life, right?
Yeah. Like you know, visiting her. But I think more importantly, though, is the hard work.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing a lot of controversial tweets on social media. I saw Twitter, someone said if she was in Nigeria, she wouldn't have gotten to this height. And I've always said it on this platform. I played sports semi-professionally, right? And I've said, look, there are lots of sports that if you want to do so well, if you want to do very well, if you want to, you know, compete at a world standard, you don't have to stay in Nigeria and play on the African circuit. You need to go out there. And I give an example with badminton. You know, we have a badminton player who is the best in Africa, but then When they play international tournament against, you know, players from Asia, players from the US, you know, those guys beat them like, you know, they are just starting badminton. And then they are the best in Africa. Mm-hmm. So you need to go out there and play with the best and know what they know, learn what they need. They're not better than, you know, they're not better than Africans. The only advantage they have is good facilities and they have a great structure. A structure that allows, I mean, look at Toby. She started here in Nigeria, obviously, but she was able to make that move to the US and then merge education with athletics. And now she's schooling. I think she's probably even done with her schooling, but she, you know, most athletes just go there and they school and they compete. You know, they compete in the NCAA, mm-hmm. NCAA, and, you know, the schools, the school events, and, you know, it's big business in America.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for a lot of athletes, I think that's the way forward. She's done an incredible thing, and we'll never forget her. We'll never forget her name, Toby Amusu. And look, funny enough, her gold is outshone Essie Brumes' silver. And Essie Brumes, what she did was also, you know, big. Like, I can't remember last time a Nigerian even won silver at the World Championship, but Essie Brumes did win silver. And if we can have more Nigerians, and we have more Nigerians who can do this, who can be world record holders, who can do. One of the things God bless Nigeria with on the track is we have speed. We can run. We are fast. Why are we not taking advantage? We're not like Ethiopia who have that, you know, who can go for a long distance, who can go for the marathon. I don't think Nigeria is blessed with marathon runners. So, yeah, we have some people in the north who are doing well from play two.
Maybe,
yeah. But then we need to, I think one of our major strengths is we can jump, and we can run. So on for the track and field, why not take advantage of that? Why not, you know, let us have that structure? I'm so happy for Toby Amosu, and I know that if she was in Nigeria, you know, training here in Nigeria, she would never have achieved that. She only achieved that because she went out there, she trained with the best, she knew what they, she learned what they know, you know, what they knew. And, you know, now she's, you know, look at her. She's taking the world by storm.
Yeah. In as much as I want to agree that a whole lot of people actually are excited with Toby Amosu, I just want to, you know, actually say this. I mean, it's really painful that... Remember the last time I said Bromwell was here, she talked about the lack of support. We don't support these athletes. We don't give them the proper platform. Look at the Jamaicans. Look at the Americans. And this is why I say that our sports will not improve until we make a deliberate effort to help the athletes. The Jamaicans, actually, they're being provided for. They're being given grants. They're being given the avenue to actually thrive. But then you look at our Nigerian athletes, you know, most of them go abroad. That's why a whole lot of Nigerian athletes who go abroad, you know, end up running for other countries, end up representing other countries. Mm-hmm. But the painful thing for me, you know, about all of this was Michael Johnson coming out to question the timing, you know, of Toby Amosu saying that, of course, he's questioning the timing system, or maybe it malfunctioned.
He didn't question the timing for Toby Amosu. He questioned the timing for at the World...
But again...
At the World Championships.
For anything. I mean, his timing of that tweet, you know, is coming at the wrong time. Let's call it speed is speed. Whether you like it or not, you don't start faulting the system just because a Nigerian has broken the world record.
No,
Why didn't you fault it earlier?
He didn't get it. He didn't mention just now. He said there were a lot of records that were a lot of personal best. If you read that tweet again, he said there were a lot of personal best that were broken.
Look beyond the surface.
It wasn't about the Nigerian.
If I want to attack you, there are so many subtle ways I can bring it out without actually saying I'm attacking you.
Well,
you understand?
You know, he
I just feel that the timing of that tweet was. I mean, why talk about a faulty clock at that point in time?
I really don't want to focus on what Johnson said. I want to focus on the positive, and that's Toby Amosu.
If she was an American athlete, I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't have said what he said. But it just comes at a time where, you know, I don't want to really dwell about it much, but the truth is, you know, we need to really give honor to what honor is due, whether you like it or not. It's not easy for somebody to train, put all their efforts, preparing themselves, and then, you know, go out there. And that's why credit must be given to her. I mean, she's worked hard for this. She's actually toiled night and day, you know, to see it come to fruition. And then somebody does that and you now start talking about the timing being, you know, this or that. I think we should take home. Okay. One for the government in order to make a deliberate effort in helping the athletes. I feel that too much attention is always focused on football and even other sports. It's either, you know, the factions are fighting or one thing is happening and then the athletes suffer. And these athletes have to go abroad where they get better. And at the end of the day, it's the sports ministry or the government that say, oh, it's a Nigerian, let's celebrate her. Whereas you did not do anything in helping that athlete grow. And again, you know, like I said, maybe I might be, you know, taking it out of context, but I just feel Michael Johnson's comments were not at the right time.
All right. I think we're going to have time to debate on Michael Johnson. I don't want to dwell on that because, again, you know, there's no time on the show, guys. We need to move on.
Yeah.
I'm more keen to celebrate the ladies right now. I do have my own thoughts about Michael Johnson, but I'm sure in the coming days there'll be time to address his issue. For now, we're still speaking about the ladies and how successful they have been. And Toby Amosu said that she was going to be unforgettable one day. Yeah. And indeed, that's where she's gotten to right now. I'm sure even Swali, my friend Montana, will be proud of this lady. Well, she's a lady who's doing amazing right now, and we're very proud of her. But we wouldn't forget the next person, because I do have it lined up. One lady won gold, but there's another one who is a beauty to behold too. And she's very hot. She's certainly not cold. Both of them have become an unforgettable bunch right now. They are unforgettable. One is Toby Amoso, the other one is Ese Brume. And like Overdose told you, in the month of March, March 31 to be precise, around this time on Nigeria Info, the Game On show, we hosted Ese Brume, and she told us about several things, including how and why she chose long jump.
Right from the very day I tried it.
Okay.
It felt so easy.
That was in school?
Yes, I was still in high school then. It felt so easy, and it's something that, you know, when you call me at any time, I could actually do, and it was very easy.
Indeed, and that's where we are now, because they say Brume leaps 7.02 meters to win silver and give Nigeria a second medal at the World Championships in the USA. Well, she's a lady who's been the most consistent Nigerian athlete in the last set of years. Commonwealth Games in 2014, she won gold. The World Athletics Championships in 2019, she won bronze. In the Olympic Games for Tokyo 2020 that took place in 2021, she won bronze. And now in the World Athletics Championships for 2022, she has gotten silver. It's glaring that gold is in the horizon, Chidi, and Overdose, for this lady is a Brume. So as much as we're praising Toby Amoso because she deserves it, I think we need to keep enough time and space to also eulogize Ese Brume for consistently ensuring that at the age of 26, she's been putting smiles on the faces of Nigerians for years now.
Yeah, definitely she has. I mean, I remember Coach Key, you know, her coach, also being here in the studio alongside the other coach, can't remember his name now. Yeah. But, you know, it was all about consistency for them. It was all about making sure that Ese Brume continued to improve. And when you do that, you know, at the end of the day, it's nothing but positives. Even though there will be negatives, like she rightly alluded to, you know, there were times when she thought she would do better, that she didn't achieve that. And, you know, but again, you just don't allow it linger. You know, I listen to this athletes and I learn quite a lot, you know, a lot in the sense that sports is life and life is sports. Sometimes you want to quit, but when you just continue on that path with determination, saying that, you know what, no matter what happens, I can actually do this. I can achieve, maybe not to extend a standard that is so high, but at least with little breaks, I can build this foundation and make it solid. And that's what Ese Brume has been doing. Like Chidi said, she's always been on the horizon of making Nigeria, putting Nigeria on the map. And those are the things you want to see, athletes that put Nigeria on the map. And Ese Brume has been doing that. So big ups to her. And I agree with you 100%. She just has to be celebrated, no doubt.
Chidi, she still has time at 26, at least up until she's 30. There's going to be that time. The next World Athletics Championships are not too far away. The next Olympic Games in Paris 2024. The way she's going, are you one who, I know you see the future, but as a human being now, are you one who thinks that a gold medal finally could come her way in this sport?
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, you know, the last time she was, before they said the last time she was at the World Athletics Championship, she took bronze.
Yeah.
And now she got silver. So that means the next time she's going for gold, because it looks like she's building it up to gold. So I think she's done great for herself. I met her, you know, when she came visiting, and, you know, humble. She looked like she's still, you know, you have a feeling that she still wants to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just glad. Very importantly, as an athlete, I think as important as the work you do on the event day, it's also important to have people around you, good people around you who are going to keep your head low. Yeah. And tell you to keep working, that you're not there yet. And it's not easy to be the best in Africa. It is important to go out there and beat the world, because you can. And, you know, it's, I'm going to trigger this back home, and I'm going to say, hopefully our Ministry of Sports set up these structures to help these players. If you can't sponsor them abroad, if you can't give them, you should give them grants. This is what other countries do. They get grants. The grants can come quarterly to help you train. It could be, you know, 10 million per athlete for the performing art. So in the UK, for example, there are rankings. the rankings, depending on how you perform, you get those grants depending on how you perform. If you go into a tournament and you do so well, you know that your grants level increases. So, I you know, these things are not, they're not strange, they're not new, they're not alien. It's simple. Go and look at the successful countries. How are they doing it? Come back home, replicate it, or, you know, indigenize it or something. You know, bring, just replicate what they're doing, but make it, make sure it fits into the Nigerian system. And we're good. There's no need racking our head on thinking about trying to pull a bird out of a hat or thinking about a system that never existed. These countries have done it. Look at what China are doing. Look at what the US are doing. These are top countries who are always winning the medals in the Olympics. And replicate what they're doing. Indigenize it.
Indeed, Chidi. Thank you so much for that. We have another commercial break in 60 seconds. When we return from that break, we'll go to the phone lines briefly to get your thoughts. We want to find out from you tonight. What should the federal government do, or Nigeria as a country, do for Toby Amuso and Ese Brume? What should we do for them when they return to the country? They're going to be running over straight away for the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. After that, they can now come back to Nigeria. So what should we do for them? We are citizens and the Nigerian government as well when they return to the country finally. For the overall medal table, I'm sure you're eager to find out where we happen to find ourselves. There's so many countries that have just one gold medal, and Nigeria happens to be one of those countries. So we're at 13th, joint 13th on the medal table. Nigeria alongside Norway, Great Britain, Dominican Republic.
You are listening.
Indeed, Nigeria, Infoides, and Grenada too at 13th. Why am I stuttering on this? Let's go in for this commercial break. When we return, I'll be more serious with my comments. Stay with us on the show. Welcome back to the show, a show that gives you a platform for everybody to talk, and I respect everyone's opinions. This is Game On. It's on this station that ensures that you keep talking for good as we speak for development. It's 99.3 Nigeria. Welcome back to the Game On show. My name is Chuma Nnali, and I'm in here with Chidozie Okorojie Overdose, as well as Chidebere Anugolu, the SMO sport himself. Before the commercial break, we told you we're going to be back to get your thoughts briefly through the phone line, Twitter, and WhatsApp on the performances of Toby Amuso and Ese Brume in the World Athletics Championship. What should we do for them? And by we, I mean the federal government, the private sector, and then I and you who's listening to the show now. What should we do for them when they return to the country after this success? Okay, for the female callers, 01465-7190 is available for you. 01465-7190. For everyone else, 0700-993-993-993 is available. 0700-993-993-993. Overall medal table, place number 13 for Nigeria with one gold, one silver, and no bronze medal. For the team on top, the USA wrap things up with 13 gold medals, 9 silver and 11 bronze medals, and they were number one. Ethiopia, number one from Africa, number two overall. 4 gold medals, 4 silver, and 3 bronze medals is what they got. Jamaica, number three, 2 gold medals, 7 bronze, 7 silver medals, sorry, and 1 bronze medal. Kenya, number four, and China, number five. Kenya and China got 2 gold medals apiece. So kudos to Toby Amuso and Ese Brume. Nigeria, number 13. Not bad for a tournament that was competed for by hundreds, or by 100 nations, I mean now, in the world taking part in this. So it's not a bad idea at all. 118 nations took part in this. So to be number 13, no bad for Nigeria. Toby Amuso and Ese Brume. Yeah, so let's get to you now. What exactly should we do for them when they return to the country? When we wrap up getting your thoughts on Twitter, WhatsApp, and the phone lines, we'll switch back to football and focus on the latest transfer stories, not forgetting the final day of action, which was Saturday, of the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. Hi, good evening to you. Oh, sorry about that, from line two. Good thing is we do have, what, 6 different lines available for you. How are you doing? Good evening. Are you there? Maybe not. Okay, now this is where the words of Chidi and of Adoz may just come to play. Hi, welcome.
Oh, good evening, Chima.
Good evening to you.
Good evening, of Adoz.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. I'm blessing you tonight.
Thank you. Victor calling from Iwaya.
Okay, right. Victor.
Chima.
Yeah.
Sorry, so you permit me to use this word. There is a formula say in our place that says,
Okay. Translate that for the listener. I know what it means.
Yes. Yeah. You don't get fish, you won't eat onions. What do you want to cook up? Wow. To meet the reason of China and all those people.
Yeah.
Nigeria does not have that system.
Mm.
Could you imagine when you have politicians bring out 100 million to buy form in the election? And they have more than enough. They can help even if it's 30 or 50 Nigerians out there. But they will not do it. All they say yes to do is to steal and lie and do those things. Well, kudos to those girls. Congratulations to them. And I believe they will do more. If they want to look at the people, the criminals we have there, they won't go far. Thank you. You're doing a good work, my brother.
Thank you so much. Sierra, Papa. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, he spoke a bit of ethics, so I had to give it back to him too. Thanks for calling in. Hi, good evening to you. Welcome. Your life on the Nigeria Info. How are you doing?
This Nigeria Info.
Yes, it is. 99.3.
First time caller, sir.
First time caller. Ginger. The gods are sending blessings tonight.
Yes, sir. I think we should just compensate them.
What kind of compensation? What should we do for them? What exactly do you think we should do for them?
Financial.
Okay.
Financial.
Like how much?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, like how much?
I don't know. It depends. Depends on the government.
Oh, it depends on the government. Like I said, it's beyond the government. IU, the private sector, everybody. You know.
Please, sir. I have a question, sir.
Okay, what's that, sir?
Please, can you the national anthem, the plea for Toby Awuso?
That's your Nigerian national anthem. You can play it to your phone now, can you not?
No, I can play it to me, sir.
The one where they play for there, it sounds different.
I don't know whether it's different
from the one. For real, though, I mean, Toby was literally
It was
crying.
The moment.
Yeah.
It was the moment. And then he reminded us of the words of our anthem. But, you know, honestly, and let you know, I basically have decided in all of my conversation around Toby Amosu, and that's why I told the guys, let's just keep Michael Johnson aside. I've been more keen on focusing on the success of the ladies. I'm not even here talking about Nigeria, because if we start this hype of everybody now forming Toby Amosu, it's a brume. Oh. Like Overdose said, when it's a brume was in this studio, we asked them, and they don't have support. They don't get support. When they now go and win, Alpha and Omega, you guys are the beginning and the end of life. She's my cousin. She mean they stay for my streets. She mean they do this. Federal government, presidential aspirant, everybody will be, hey, we want to commend you. When those people were suffering and trying to be, what did you guys do for them? So I purposely don't always want to go to that. So it's the moment, Chidi, that gave us, even I'm sure you had same, all of us who watched that, we got emotional.
Yeah,
it's the same national anthem we sing, but it was emotional because the moment captured everything. You get so,
And what you know, for someone coming from Africa and from Nigeria, you literally have to walk times two to be able to be at the level where you are compared to the white runners who are there. Some of them.
The foreign runners.
I'm not saying everyone don't have their story, but the structures are already there for them. If Toby, I don't know her story.
World record, no BBs.
But, I mean,
world record.
I don't even want to go
to
far.
It's one thing to win Olympic gold or win world championship gold. It's another thing
to set a world record doing it.
You know, and then what? Kendra Harrison had
that
record.
I think the federal government, first off, should. You know what they do to footballers when they win? You know what they did to the 2013 AFCON winning players?
Yeah, presidential reception.
Yes, of course. Toby Amosu should be MON, whatever they call it, member of the Niger. She should get a house in Abuja.
Okay.
I mean, she should get everything. She should get a presidential welcome. I know they are going for Commonwealth. She'll probably go and win Commonwealth again because she's in form. You know, that's the thing with her. She's in form now. I don't see anyone beating her at the Commonwealth. She'll go there and win gold again at the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah. I wouldn't argue
when they are returning. I think that she deserves a presidential welcome. And this thing now, this responsibility falls on the Ministry of Youth and Sport Development to make sure this is in place. It's not every time football.
In this case, I suspect they'll do it because of this global attention. But you know how we had to beg before they did it for the Tigress?
The Tigress.
That won women's Afro basket for women three times in a row. And finally, they now give them 25 million naira only for a full team.
Football is important to Nigeria, and let's not kid ourselves. Football is the biggest sport in Nigeria, but it's also important to show respect and to show
to everybody else
other sport and say, look, athletics is also a big sport in Nigeria.
In the Olympics, this sport you're calling will give you more medals than football. Football will give you just one.
Yeah,
Michael Phelps by himself as a swimmer has won more medals than Nigeria has ever won in the history of our competing in the Olympic Games. Michael Phelps just one swimmer.
What about Usain Bolt?
Seriously, no, Usain Bolt. Respect, true. No, because it's important we talk about this. Things
things. Football is great. Yeah, it's the most popular sport in the world. But
if the Olympics was next year, Issa Brume will be winning gold, you know.
But I know
first Nigerian to win gold as well.
It is very possible then, if it happened. Because, you know,
definitely will win.
Toby Amosu's progress has not just been just a flash in the pan. It's been a steady growth. So in the Diamond League last year, which is like a series of events put together by World Athletics that culminates towards the end of the year, she became the first Nigerian ever to win a Diamond League event. So she was the Diamond League winner, overall winner for the hurdles for women. That's a process. She got to the final of the women's 100 meters hurdles in the Olympic Games and finished fourth in the Olympics in Tokyo. Fourth. So the process has been building. You know, finished fourth in the Olympics in Tokyo that took place last year, went on to win the Diamond League event, becoming the first Nigerian to win a Diamond League, event. And then has now become the first Nigerian to win a World Athletics Championships gold in any event in athletics. And then first Nigerian to hold the world record in any event in athletics. So it's been a steady process. And like you said, the way she's going, if she remains with this kind of form, Chidi, the Olympic Games will be 2 years away from now in 2024. She can still do it.
I have a thought, though.
How can we expand this thing to other athletes? Because this thing has shown that we have talent. Talent will be our problem.
But we're not managing.
The foreign guys.
That Nigeria have got talent. But Chima, though, what I'm scared of is I don't want after 3, 4, 5, 6 years, we're now here a doping issue against Toby Amosu. I know there's nothing like that now, but I'm just saying because we're celebrating Blessing Okagwari those years, remember? We're always having her in the news. She was doing great.
Well, you know the difference now. The Blessing Okagwari's doping allegations has nothing to do with the thing she won before. It's the same thing.
But I'm just saying. Hopefully, we don't have
Blessing got bronze that later was uplifted to silver in the Olympic Games in Beijing, China, in 2008. That medal still stands for her. She didn't take drugs when she got that. She won a World Athletics Championships gold, silver and bronze, in 2013. Those medals still remain with her. She didn't dope then. This doping issue for Blessing is towards the climax of her career. So I know what you're saying, Chidi, but no cause for concern now. Let's appreciate the moment, enjoy and celebrate the moment and be grateful for what life has offered us. And just one more thing I'll add, because I want us to go to transfer stories now on the show. When it comes to 100 meters for men, Nigeria is just behind the USA and Jamaica as to having the highest number of athletes that have run sub 10 seconds in the history of 100 meters. Only USA and Jamaica have more athletes that have run sub 10 seconds in the 100 meters than Nigeria. Now, running sub 10 seconds for a 100 meters male runner is what defines you as being very good. Running sub 10 seconds, 9 point something, that's what defines you as being good. Nigeria is just number 3 behind USA and Jamaica. We have the talent. No be our problem be that. Our problem is our system. We cannot run away from it. You know, so I don't want to go there, so I don't get angry. Let us just focus on the happy moments now.
That's the best thing you've actually done today. Yeah. Not going there.
Mm. Let me ensure that Chidi and Overdose can keep making us laugh, like somebody has said on WhatsApp. Let's read out a few of your comments on WhatsApp now so we can go back to transfer theories on the show. After I pick two more calls only on this issue, what should we do for the lady, Toby Amosu, and Issa Brume, both of them, when they return to Nigeria after what they've achieved at the World Athletics Championship? What should I and you do? What should the private sector do? What should the federal government do for them when they return? Welcome to the show. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on Nigeria Info.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. Are you there?
Christopher.
Okay, Chris.
From Sango.
Nice.
What I want to Nigeria to do for Amosu.
Yes.
Nigeria should give her a house and $100.
Okay. How about Issa Brume, who wants over?
Yes. That's what I want when Nigeria to do for him.
Thank you for speaking to us. Hi, how are you doing? Good evening. Hello, welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Joe Baba, Vados, and...
Hey, Joe Baba.
Welcome, Joe.
I greet you guys. Nice and... topic. I mean, I've not had the opportunity of talking since morning. I mean, since yesterday that she broke that record. Honestly speaking, anything below 50 million, I mean, for Toby Amosu, because I'm looking at it from the amount he got after breaking that record.
100,000. That's 67 million.
67 million. So anything, you know, below that, I mean, it's not. But normally, on a norm,
the federal government will be lapping presidential handshake for both of them and everything. The MO and so I go with Chidi as well.
Okay.
Then maybe I'm not particularly about giving them house or homes in Abuja. I would even prefer name street after them in anywhere in Nigeria. Okay. Because that house of the thing, they will announce it now.
Okay.
They might be getting it in 20, 30 years.
Like the USA 94 set, have you? About 20
so
years after.
Give them that monetary value, MON, and they name the street after them. Then, now, encourage them more. I mean, not just because they are we are celebrating the NAM. Like you guys have said, what were the contribution of AFN, the sports commission, and all whatnot before you know they achieve this. Most particularly is Ibume, because if you know this lady from Delta State, her way down to where she is now, you give her applause. Just like Amushon too, even though Amushon was way ahead of her, based in the US, before Ibume now joined as a foreign base now. So what I'm passing is, you know, whatever we can do from the grassroots to get more of emotions, more of you know, booming, and it will be very good. But I don't know if you guys have heard the controversy around our record.
Yeah, that's for the final. Yeah, I was talking about that. The
I hope they are not playing anything. She break that record and so be it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. No, the record that she sets in the semis is still the world record. It's the one in the final. In athletics, there's something they call win-aided. You know, if the win pushing towards you, you know, if you're running and you and the win are going towards the same direction, then the idea is that the win is aiding you to run faster. So there's a certain level that that win blows, and it doesn't count officially for certain times that are set. So the talk is that her final race was win aided, the 12.06. So that one doesn't count. But the world record she set in the semi-final still counts, okay? And that one beats the previous world record that was 12.20 from Kendra Harrison. Hers is 12.12 now, so it's beautiful. Let's leave that over to WhatsApp now for a few comments before we go to transfer stories on the show. Hello, Chuma, Chidebere, and Overdose. My name is Ima from Agbado. How does this sound funny to me? Good to hear from you from Agbado, my brother. And he says, I'm really happy for Toby and Musu. What an achievement. Two records broken in one night. Athletic immortality to help them both set up a program for them to continue doing well, especially supporting them financially and for those upcoming, so that we have a working system that churns out more Toby Amusons and Ese Brume. So that's what you think we need to do for these stars. Thank you for that, Ima from Abado. I do appreciate it. Good evening, Chidebere, Chuma, Overdose. That tempo version of the Nigeria anthem was very slow, emotional for me, and I didn't know when I started crying. Bro, now the moments make you cry. No, be just the anthem. Anthem is so great, honestly. Anthem is very great. And genuinely, if you sing the Nigeria anthem with passion, it's enough to make anybody shed a tear. But I hope that, you know, it's not just about singing the anthem. You know, let us act the words of the anthem too. I think that's the most important part for us. And God bless Toby Amusu for giving us that joy. Good evening, Femi and the gang. They should be celebrated with MON and also given a house from wherever she wishes. Okay. Your name is Dodo John from Igondo. Thanks for that. What we can do is for them to be Nigeria president and vice president for a month. I'm sure if we do this, Ezemo will retire from radio and return to badminton. Okay, I see the joke around that. Thank you for it. Hello, Chuma, Overdose, and Chidebere. I'm Hazard from Maya Ikorodu. It's the man that is saying that they should give her a house in Abuja and $100, converting it to Naira. I don't think it is up to 50,000. I'm sure what he was about to say, what he was saying was $100,000, not like $100. So yeah, thank you for that too. Good evening, the sports gang, and Chuma, Noli, Chidebere, and Overdose. Okay, I just need to take this again. Let it come out clear for me. Okay, lowly Nigeria athletics doesn't have much reckoning like football in Nigeria. But as it stands now, Toby Amusu had an amazing performance. Let the sports minister at federal level give her what she will be amazed with. Okay, this is from Sadiq from Sangota. Thank you for that. Okay, we have to leave all of those comments and run over to the football side of life one more time on 99.3 for the latest transfer series to come your way. But first off, let us take our time and celebrate a team who have gotten to the echelon
of female football on the continent. It's their first ever African title, South Africa. And history beckons, a moment of greatness is on the horizon as two nations are trying to achieve a feat never before recorded in the storyline of their football. It's the North versus the South, a game being viewed from East to West, a contest defined by only the team that will come first after the conquest. It's the final of the 2022 Africa Women's Cup of Nations, with host Morocco taking on 2018 finally South Africa. About 50,000 fans have converged at the Molly Abdallah Stadium to witness the action, with millions tuned in from around the world to watch the epoch-making occasion. Both nations coming to the final with an unbeaten record, but after tonight's battle, one of the two will lose that. There must be a victor, and there must be a victim. A victory that will make history. And goals have yet to be displayed by this side. Bayana Bayana, dear. Have the lady. So the same way, and she squares the ball in! They had been waiting for this moment, and the lady whose name we have mentioned more often than not, Magai, finally steps up to say hi. She's not shy, and now you know why. She took advantage of the defensive deficiency, finished with so much efficiency, and South Africa's Bayana Bayana enjoying a goal-scoring sufficiency. It's Morocco 0, South Africa 1. Morocco are yet to have a single shot on target in this game. They've had just one try though, 51% of the possession to the advantage. Now this is where you're going to hear someone say, who possess your app? South Africa could capitalize here, and they have done it.
What?
It sparks up wild celebration as her team can enjoy themselves with the liberation that has no calibration, leading Morocco to deliberation. It's Magai again, and Bayana Bayana have doubled their lead. At this stage, it looks like it's name on the trophy.
The Super Falcons, they have great talent, but we've been badly coached. And this is a team that you can say have been average.
But Morocco could score! Yes, they have! And the fight back may just have been triggered. This team never want to give up. Ayani in the fold. That goal will feel like gold. Leaving the South Africans cold. And for Morocco, it's certainly something beautiful to behold. Their desire to win this game cannot be sold, and their fans will not wait to be told that they are back fighting. Ayani with the goal. Morocco 1, South Africa 2, and the fight back may just be on. The Moroccan players, though, still deserve some standing ovation. And the final whistle has been blown by the center referee, Salima Makasanga of Rwanda. After decades of trying, now they have tears that can be drying. As the South Africans will no longer be crying, they have been rewarded for their hard work. For years, they felt like an unproductive fig tree, but tonight they have made history by getting the ultimate victory. 2-1, the success for Bayana Bayana, and they have risen to the echelon of female football on the African continent. They have beaten Morocco by 2-1, and South Africa are the champions of Africa.
Oh, this is where you're going to call somebody editor-in-chief. Chidiabiri is an editor-in-chief by picking the right sports for that, really. Commentary for the final of the Women's
Cup. It was surprising to know that I actually put him through.
Yeah. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you know.
So it doesn't just help you.
We've been in this editing business for quite a while.
Amazing.
You know, so it's only good that
it's a real shame.
We pass on our ideas and knowledge and what we've learned to the younger generation, so it's good.
Beautiful.
You know, I'm really impressed, Chidi. Keep up the good work.
The thing is, someone listening to you now would think that all you're saying is true, but unfortunately you're just a liar.
Chidi, why do you want to discredit me?
Anyway, Chuma, guys, it was a great job you did with the final.
Chidi, why me? Thank you, sir.
You know, as always, you know, I don't need to compliment
Chuma, because he's very good at what he does. I mean, it was flawless, you understand? It was flawless, so I don't need to compliment him.
I think we should talk about the WAFCON.
Do they sell detergents anywhere around this company?
What?
Yeah, they do.
So you guys can wash me.
No, Chuma, we are we're not watching you.
This year's edition was very successful. However, I think there are things that should be worked on, because there are lots of matches that, you know, people didn't turn out. People only turned out mostly for the Moroccan game. So maybe that's something. I think women's football is improving, but I think that's one area. How can we make people still turn out for games that doesn't concern their countries? One way to do this is to have about, you know, have three close countries host the AFCON next time. For instance, have Nigeria, Togo, and Ghana host it. These are countries in the same region. So one way or the other, you can have, you know, I don't know if you get me, because
for CAF to find you, pay consultant fee. The question I'll have for both of you before the next commercial break, and you answer that in just seconds, because I'd love the listener to also answer that through WhatsApp and Twitter before we delve into transfer stories, is if our man, because if you did not hear, guys, Nigeria Super Falcons, nine-time champions of this competition, defending champions before this year's edition, finished fourth in the competition. So should the current coach, Randy Waldrum, what should happen to him? Now, these are the words of a former winner of big events with Nigeria Super Falcons, a lady who certainly knows what it's like to be at this stage. I hope she's not gone off. Vera Okolo, she was speaking exclusively to Nigeria Info last week, and she says Randy Waldrum should be allowed to remain.
I don't think we'll actually judge him with this first tournament.
Okay.
He just came to the team. But much as it is, I still believe our indigenous coaches need to be given an opportunity.
All right.
Yeah, that's just it. He has qualified us for the World Cup. Let's just wait and see what happens in the World Cup. Only then we can now judge him.
Okay.
But for now, I think he's very much, very, very new to the team. You start judging him immediately. I don't think it's right to judge him with this tournament.
Let's not turn him to judge of the jungle, according to Vera Okolo. Chidiabiri and Overdose will let me know if we should judge him. You also let us know, same thing too. After this commercial break that will last for just over 3 minutes, we'll be back shortly to wrap up that conversation and then wrap up the show by touching on the latest transfer stories for you, live on Nigeria Info. Don't touch your dial, we'll be back in style. It's just a matter of 3 minutes plus. Thank you very much, Samuel Chikwueze, for that. Before that commercial break, I was already ready to ask Overdose and Chidiabiri what should happen to Randy Waldrum, the boss of Nigeria's Super Falcons, after taking us to fourth place in the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. If you missed out on this, Vera Okolo, a former star for the Super Falcons, says, let's give Waldrum a chance to take us to the World Cup.
I don't think we'll actually judge him with this first tournament.
Okay.
He just came to the team. But much as it is, I still believe our indigenous coaches need to be given an opportunity.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. She was speaking exclusively to Nigeria Info. Samuel Victor Akpan hosting that show last week. Yeah, so guys, what should happen to him? There was talk that he left the team after the finish fourth. He went straight to the USA. And many Nigerians on social media are saying, making no comeback at all. But there's still the Women's World Cup for next year. You know,
I think we should get a new coach for the World Cup. I think Randy Waldrum clearly does not understand, you know, African or Nigerian football. Let me just limit it to Nigerian, because he is the coach of the Super Falcons. It's not okay for us, you know, to actually go because, you know, we see foreign coaches and then we just hire them and this, you know, patch them up and say, okay, come and, you know, contribute to our football without them knowing the teams that are involved. I mean, these coaches, they don't even know the foundation of the Women's League. You understand? And then you're bringing them, you want them to perform magic. That was how we went to the 2019 World Cup. I forgot, Thomas Denneby, you know, was the man who took us there. And then you saw what happened. Nigeria barely qualified because of, you know, the fact that they were best losers. And then they met Germany and it was a total, you know, discombobulation, if I should use that word, you know, on the Super Falcons. The last time we won the WAFCON, Florence Amagbimi was the coach. She understands.
After the Nebi did it.
That's why I feel we should. I don't know why we just look down on our indigenous coaches. I remember when, you know, the late Josie Ladd was, you know, in charge of the Super Falcons. You know, you look at Edwin Okon. Edwin Okon, I feel, would have done a better job, because these are players who, these are coaches who have seen these girls. You know, they've seen them. They know about their story. You know, and it's quite disappointing because, you know, Anne Chejine was also part of the technical crew, but somehow, you know, we just had our worst outing, not even beating Zambia. you know, for crying out loud, that I know we lost Asisat Oshoala, you know, that tournament. But of course, with the players, you know, there's a huge gulf in class between Zambia and the Super Falcons of Nigeria. But Zambia beating us, you know, the other time, yes, I know Morocco, against Morocco, we got two red cards that were not supposed to be, although that's a topic for another day. But, you know, we should be setting the standards when it comes to African football. And to see that a coach like Randy Waldrum, who came out to say, oh, journalists were bad or negative, you know, journalists being negative, and then he was made to retract that statement. Okay, prove your worth, prove yourself, and you qualify for the World Cup, but you can't. Look at South Africa. Look at what Desiree Ellis has done to that team. You could tell that there's a huge improvement because they stuck with a woman who understands the South African system and who knows that, okay, these girls are girls that I monitor, I know them, and look at the way they play. They are so compact, better than Nigeria. So for me, I just feel that we should get an indigenous coach because these are the players or coaches that understand the girls better, not to get an American and then he brings his system and then you know that you cannot fund that system. So when he doesn't meet up to expectation, you are quick to patch him up or give excuses on his behalf. Okay. It's just not acceptable.
All right, Chidi feels that Randy Waldrum should not return. Chidi, you want to touch on that just for a few seconds? You know, you guys are soon going to have to run out of the studio, but I do have the transfer series, all of them lined up for the listener for the concluding part of the show.
Well, I think for, you know, Randy Waldrum, I don't think he should be sacked, you know. I mean, the World Cup, it's not like we're going to the World Cup to win it. So what's the worst that can happen? I think that we should give him the opportunity. I think that he's... One thing tournament gives you is experience. It helps you understand your team better, the strength of each players.
Okay.
And if there was any tournament in recent times that would test the quality on the heart of the Super Falcons, it was this one. Remember, two players down, nine men to go, and you know Morocco just couldn't beat the Falcons. You know, the game went all the way down to the lottery penalties. So I don't think he should. I don't think he should be sacked. I think he should. He should remain as a Falcons coach. And, you know, let's see how he performs at the World Cup. How he performs at the World Cup will determine if he stays or leaves for me.
Amazing. She is somebody who thinks he should stay, speaking about Vera Okolo. And there's also Chidi thinking that way too. But Overdose says he should go. You can let us know what you make of that through WhatsApp. I'll read your comments after I'm done sharing some transfer theories. I'll also pick your calls so we can use those thoughts of yours to wrap up Game On for tonight. But hey, you guys have waited for this for a long while, right? I know you have. You know, there's a whole talk about Bottom Port tonight, the sweet pass. So it's important to keep the one that people anticipate even more. For the very end. In fact, that's what Toby Amoso did. I'll be with Tese Brume because we had 10 days of the World Athletics Championships. First 9 days, nothing for Nigeria. Yeah, we got to the relay finals, but that was all. The relay final without the ST stab around, but that was all. And when he now came to the main event itself, the last day when things were going to wrap up, that's when Toby Amoso lighted up the scene and Tese Brume also got silver. So that's what we're doing for you here, just keeping the final fire for you. It's time to feel the magic in the air on Game On. It is the magic of the transfer window. We're not too far away anymore from the start of the new season. In fact, this weekend will offer us the Community Shield game. Liverpool and Manchester City will be battling in the Cotton Razor for the 2022-2023 Premier League season. So if players want to bolster the quality of their respective sides, if teams actually want to bolster the quality of their respective sides, they have to do it now because they have less than a fortnight from the start of the new season. And yeah, it's serious business for these sides, no doubt about it. West Ham United are also busy. They have agreed personal terms with Sassuolo striker Gianluca Scamacca. It's been that £35.5 million bid that has been accepted by the Italian club Sassuolo. Scamacca is 23 and he's in London as I speak to you though. He should have a medical tomorrow as much as we hear after West Ham and the players struck an agreement in a contract that should be a five-year deal plus the option of signing a further one-year extension. So Scamacca is going to be in the Premier League to face every marker. And I'm sure that he'll be going there to prove he's a quality player who can score goals like an attacker you know, finishes like Kaka. You know what I mean already. Okay, so that's it for Scamacca. Good stuff for him and good stuff for West Ham United. Rafinha, at this stage, is closer to joining Barcelona than Chelsea anymore. And it's really funny how this thing is playing out, because it looks like everything Chelsea have come for, Barca have taken it off them. You know, he's joined, of course, the Barca team already. Koundé is the man I was talking about. Rafinha is already a Barca player. But I'm calling Rafinha's name now because Edu, the man who runs things for Arsenal, the technical director for Arsenal, has admitted that Arsenal were interested in Rafinha. But he says that it was made clear to Arsenal from the beginning that Rafinha wanted to move to Barcelona. So apparently, when that was made clear to Arsenal, the Gunners didn't stress themselves anymore. You know, this makes you question what's happening to Chelsea, because, you know, if Arsenal knew, you know, they were told that, okay, Rafinha wants to go to Barca, why were Chelsea still stressing themselves, you know? And it goes back to this Koundé deal too, because Jules Koundé has not finalized his deal to anywhere from Sevilla. But all of the reports are pointing towards the direction that Barcelona are closer to getting him than ever before, despite the fact that we all thought at the point Chelsea were going to be the lucky ones to get his services. So I don't know how much longer Barca will be making Chelsea suffer from hunger when it comes to signing players. And of course, there are also stories saying that Chelsea have taken a break in their conversations with Barca for Cesar Azpilicueta. You know, it's still a report though, and some guys on social media were saying, who will blame Chelsea for being angry when the players they wanted to sign, you not allow them to sign, you not still want to come and discuss with them to sign their own player? Are you okay? Like, are you okay with the H this time around? Okay, that's that for that one. But still on deals, Rangers, they're not strangers in the Scottish Premier League, or are they? After letting go a couple of Nigerian players, you know, they sold Bassi for so much money, they sold Joe Aribo too. So they are trying to get players in their own right. They've signed Reid van Yilmaz on a 5-year deal from Besiktas to that Rangers setup. He had been in talks about a deal with the Turkey international joining for a fee of £3.4 million, rising to £5 million in add-on. So Rangers getting someone from Besiktas. See how this one plays out for them, having let go some players in recent times, especially guys who have Nigerian connections, for sure. Well, you know, Messi may have left Barcelona a while ago, like a season and a half now ago, right? However, the current Barcelona president, Juan Laporta, still believes Messi can still port back to his team. As he says, Messi's chapter at the club, in his words, is not over. And he considers it's his responsibility to ensure that Messi will have a more beautiful ending at Camp Nou. So Messi's contract at PSG will end at the end of last season, right? Come to an end towards the end of last season, sometime around June, the end of June, you know. But Laporta is saying that Messi is likely, according to these words of his, to return to Barca. So I think he's suggesting that Messi will end his playing career in Barcelona. That's why he used those words. You know, Messi's chapter at the club is not over. Messi had been with Barca for 21 years, and he ended that contract when they didn't have money to renew his contract, and he moved on to PSG, helped them to win the Ligue 1 title last season, has one more season with the French Giants in the current deal he signed with them. And Laporta is suggesting that Messi will return to Barcelona. Okay, only time will tell. Tottenham manager Antonio Conte is not a happy man now. He feels that Bayern are being a bit disrespectful, you know, on the possibility of wanting to sign Harry Kane in the future. You know, Conte says, what is this? In his words, I don't know why Kane is linked with Bayern. The situation is very clear at Tottenham, and Harry is a very important part of the project. I don't like to talk about players from another club. Maybe that's a bit disrespectful for the other club. So you want to turn that around, then it should mean that he's trying to say Bayern speaking about Harry Kane is a bit disrespectful, because Kane is a guy who's playing for Tottenham Hotspur, team who have been very busy in the transfer window. About 5 signings, very good for them, right? They have really, really made serious sense. Got a man from Inter Milan, you know, got the man from Everton too, Richarlison. you know, it's, I mean, quality are plenty for this Tottenham side, and they really are going to be challenging for serious stuff next season. Well, Chidi, there are several of these stories around the place, but I wanted to touch on Chelsea a bit and this dilemma they happen to find, or dilemma as the word is, they happen to find themselves in at the moment. This issue with Rafinha first, that they lost to Barca, and now Jules Koundé too, who's moved on to more likely than not Barca again, because all the stories are saying, hey, it's very close. That deal will be sorted out in a bit. If Edu, the technical director of Arsenal, is coming out to say Arsenal were interested in Rafinha, but then Arsenal were told Rafinha wanted to go to Barca, and then apparently Arsenal withdrew somehow. We didn't hear too much of Arsenal, but we kept hearing Chelsea until the player moved on to Barca. Is it that Chelsea were not aware too? Do we think that this change of ownership for Chelsea has made certain players disrespect the team? Because you want to add this to the words of Thomas Tuchel, where he said after the 4-0 defeat to Arsenal that some players don't have their minds in Chelsea. They want to leave the team. And I'm like, all of a sudden, this is a team who won the Champions League 2 seasons back. This is one of the biggest clubs in world football. And players who are with them, some want to go, according to Thomas Tuchel. Players who are not with them, who they want to sign, are opting to go to another option and not Chelsea. Is there a bit of disrespect around Chelsea now because Roman Abramovich is no longer the owner?
Well, I don't think that Chelsea is being disrespected. Well, sometimes when a new owner comes in, and, you know, when a new owner comes in, we've been seeing pictures of Chelsea owner. It looks like it's a man doing the business himself. He's going to buy these players himself.
Ball himself.
Yeah, you know, I can't really particularly say the reason why Chelsea don't have that pulling power, but I think we've just had one situation, and that's with I think was it Rafinha, who didn't go to Chelsea, decided
to Barca,
and now we're having the Koundé issue with Jules Koundé. Barcelona are obviously a bigger club than Chelsea. Barca are having their issues now, but yes, they are a bigger club compared to Chelsea. So I think it's only natural that players would naturally want to go to, you know, Barcelona, than to Chelsea. Jules Koundé plays his football in La Liga, so it's easy for him to make that transition. For Rafinha, I think his mind was set on going to Barcelona, you know. He's played in the Premier League already. So I don't know what's happening with Chelsea. There are some players who had always wanted to leave Chelsea. Hudson Odoi has always wanted to leave Chelsea, remember. They had to give him a new contract. Bayern came calling for him about 2 years ago. He didn't go, but then he didn't play a lot, you know. Chelsea have a lot of players playing in that department, you know, playing either from the flank. We know he played a few times under Tuchel last season, but he wants to go to a place where he can be maybe valued more, and maybe where he can get more play time. And maybe Chelsea is not the right team that will offer him that. And he doesn't want to go to the small teams, because I'm sure there are smaller teams in England who have come for him and say, come, we'll give him more playing time. He wants to go to a big team. So, yeah, maybe that connects with what Tuchel said about players who are, you know, thinking of leaving. So I think Odoi is one of those players, because his mind has always been away from Chelsea, especially when you look at what Mo Salah did after leaving Chelsea, because he wasn't getting a lot of time to play football. So not like, you know, players are disrespecting Chelsea. I think it's just been, we've just seen two situations like that, you know. And Jules Koundé is not even certain that he's going to. It's just that it looks more possible that he will go to Barca. Nothing is official yet. For now, If Chelsea really wanted Rafinha, they would have gotten him. They would offer him more money than Barca. And for some player,
they did even when he had to do the payment to his club, Leeds United. Because Barca, of course, we know have financial issues. So Chelsea had more ready-made cash than Barca, but the guy's mind was Barca. So it wasn't even a case of money anymore.
It's easy to say Barca have the more attraction. You know, Barca have the more attraction compared to Chelsea. Even though Barca are having issues, Barca are still bigger than Chelsea. You know, Barca, in the grand scheme of things, Barca are a bigger name than Chelsea. So yes, you know, maybe it was the player's decision. You know, it could be just circumstances happening at the same time. Jules Koundé too would rather prefer to play for Barcelona than play for Sevilla. So
it's
not disrespect, and I think Chelsea still has that, they still have that power to attract players. I mean, it's a good thing that Roman Abramovich is no longer the owner, so I can't say that, oh, because of the Russian connection, that's why players don't want to go to Chelsea. No, that's not the problem now. So yes, you know, Chelsea still has that attraction, but maybe these things are just happening at the same time with players who would rather prefer to go to Barcelona because of the attraction at Barca compared to Chelsea. I mean, and who doesn't want to play in a team where Lewandowski is a striker? You know,
yeah, that's the point, really. Thank you for your thoughts on that, Chidi. Let's wrap up the show now by dedicating the final minutes of Game On to you, who's listening to us now, who's been listening from 7 p.m. when we had a courtside before switching to your football, athletics, and the likes and Game On. Thank you for being there with us. You can respond to any of these transfer stories, rumors, or reality stories. And of course, don't forget, I was asking you what should happen to the man, Randy Waldrum, as coach of Nigeria's Super Falcons after leading us to finish fourth at the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. Vera Okolo, a former player for Super Falcons, says, let him take us to the World Cup. You know, don't judge him yet with this. But many Nigerians are saying, Chief, as you've gone to the US, please don't come back again. You were so bad with us that we finished fourth. We couldn't even beat Zambia. We lost three. It's never happened in the history of this women's competition that Nigeria loses three games. We lost South Africa. We lost to Morocco. We lost to Zambia too. So we played six games in the tournament. We lost three. We won three. So bad for a team who were defending champions, who had won three consecutive Women's Africa Cup of Nations in 2014, 2016, and 2018 before this year's edition in 2022. So we can talk about all of those things as we dedicate these moments to you. WhatsApp is available. I'll read out some comments from there, but I'll go to the phone lines first off. There's also Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, where Pretty Catchy on Twitter says, the government should first ensure the security of Toby Amusu and Ese Brume when they come back to Nigeria, and then remunerate them handsomely, you say. More like giving them remunerations in a handsome way. Thank you for that, True Tweeter. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. The lines are open for your thoughts and comments now on Game On, the closing part on Nigeria Info. Good evening. How are you doing?
Oh, good evening, Chuma.
Good evening to you.
Yeah. Why are we disturbing ourselves? The man has run away from Nigeria now. You remember any time a foreign coach did not do well with Nigeria, they always run away. You remember his last 98 World Cup, that man ran away, never come back. In 2006, the same thing, he ran away, never came back to this country. So what are we going to do with a coach that cannot even take us a bronze medal in African Nation Cup? You said Morocco is understandable. We are sure too. But Zambia, of all people, Chuma, you are still asking this question. The man has decided to leave. He knows that he's a failure already. What is he coming to do? Thank you very much, Chuma.
All right, thank you so much. Friday thinking that he should just leave immediately and we get a new coach for the Super Falcons. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Chuma. Good evening, Izemo and Ubalizu.
Yeah,
this is right. Habib on the line.
Okay, Habib.
Yeah, quick one for the Yamuso. I think they should erect the status for her, yeah? And right. Also to, you know, give a title, like, just like the MO and just like what Izemo said. So right. For the West Ham transfer, I think West Ham are always making a mistake in finding Italian strikers. I mean, apart from Paolo Di Canio, which has been successful for them, you know, the Italian strikers they've signed have not really been successful. You know, you talk about Simone Zaza, you talk about Jonathan Caleri, you know, and now they are now signing Scamacca. So I think they should just focus more on another strikers from other countries or from other leagues. Thank you very much.
All right, and not just Italians. Thank you for calling in. I can see several messages on WhatsApp. I'll be touching on them in a bit. Hi.
Alas.
Yeah, alas, you made it. What's your name, please?
I beg, Baba. You guys are stars. Four places go reach on now.
You had for everybody, no vex, sorry.
I don't lie for you guys are stars. You are doing well. Because for person to call on a shoe, wow.
You're a star too, and we're happy to have you join us. What's your name, please?
Yeah, Dan P from Igondo.
Cool stuff, Dan P. Let's hear from you.
Yes, like Friday said, I'm telling you the truth. The man made the man know your track cover, I bet. I see, don't go like that. Made your pass there, don't go. Me no comment, don't make sure say just undo himself, come here. Because, why? I don't know why we don't appreciate our things. Nigerians are good. We are striving so hard in every area. Yeah, whether it's education, sports, anything, we are so talented, we are special, we are good. The thing is that we lack this, our government, they focus so much on oil. They should try and pump money in entertainment. There's money in entertainment. Mm. This will enhance many people and divert our attention from all these crimes, you know, so that people participate more in sports, providing social amenities, so many things that will give people and encourage them in terms of the sporting activities. Like this girl now, I don't lie to you, the government will never do anything for her. That's Nigeria for you.
Well, maybe I'm telling you the truth. The future by saying we'll never do. They're going to do something. So
okay.
You can say hope they will do, but don't say we'll never do, because you cannot see the future.
You know what I'm saying, eh? I'll remind you what you just said this time Don't worry. But I wish I were. But for the coach, I would not deceive you. I would not like him to call that, because why? It was Zambia. You know, they hear the name, Seth. See the kind of people where they follow Nigeria and they play. And we call the...
You cannot say it, see the kind of people where they follow Nigeria. Don't do that. You're going to be condescending towards Zambia. No.
True.
You know why I'm saying this? I know you're on the line, but I'm going to explain why I'm saying this when you're done.
Okay.
Let me just allow you land so I can let you go. Are you done?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Go back to your radio now. I'll explain to you why you shouldn't do that. Thank you so much. Okay, great to hear from you, man. Huge pleasure hearing from you. You really have to respect the Zambian team. They are all right. And Nigerians roasted in quotes, you know, in quotes, as we love to see on social media terms. One of the most popular sports broadcasters in the world, in the USA, and of course globally too. When Nigeria's national team, basketball team, beat the USA, he also said that kind of, he was condescending towards the Nigerian players. This one with this kind of names, how did they beat our US? And Nigerian said, are you crazy to disrespect Nigeria that much? So imagine if you were to be from Zambia listening to the broadcast and hearing you say that. It'll be insultive to Zambia. Give them respect. They beat Nigeria. They deserve all the respect. Don't say, see the kind name of country where beat us. Don't try that, please. Thank you for calling us. Apologies to anybody from Zambia if you felt hurt by those words. I really love to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. But I just had to take away that part, okay? Over to the WhatsApp portal. This one says, as long as the Super Falcons qualified for the World Cup, let Randy Waldron be given a chance to prove his worth at the world level. As long as Jose Peseiro still maintains his position as Super Eagles coach, let Waldron be given that chance as well. Sadiq from Songota sending this from Ogun State. Well, there's a difference, isn't there, Sadiq? Peseiro has won his first two games in the qualifying series for the next AFCON. But your man Waldron took us to the Africa Nations Cup and finished fourth. So is it the same thing? I don't know though, but I get your point. Thank you for that. And for Chelsea, he says it will be shocking that Chelsea will sign the needed players before the closure of the transfer. It will be shocking that Chelsea will sign the needed players before the closure of the transfer window. I'm keeping my fingers crossed to see the wonders that they will perform in the transfer market. So big thanks for that. Well, this is Chelsea, a big team, man. They're going to sign, surely. I think they would sign what they want eventually. Good evening, guys. My name is Chijo K. Godson. Good one for Toby Amusu for clinching Nigeria's first gold medal in the World Championships. As for Waldron, let him carry us to the World Cup, then we can judge him from there. Wow, a few people who believe, more so through the WhatsApp portal, that Waldron should remain as coach of the Super Falcons. Ima from Abado says, hi Chuma, Asper, Fabrizio Romano, in the last 20 minutes, Koundé to Barcelona is done. Okay, thanks for that one game, guys. Those players in Chelsea, most of them are average club players, and it's evident in the way they play in every match day last season, or the way they played, besides Conte and Kovacic, that didn't go with them. Other players like Timo Werner and Pulisic, Kai Havertz are all lackluster, and I wonder how Tuchel is just walking up with it, that these are not Chelsea standard players, or waking up to it. You say Chelsea need sharp attacking midfielders, not these type of players with on and off form. Olaide Cruz is sending this on WhatsApp from Victoria Island. Motala Ibrahim says, hello guys, I think we should give the time more time. We should give the time more time. Sacking him. Okay, I'm sure you want to say give the coach more time this time around. Sacking him now can be a repair of Ross Super Eagles issues. As for Chelsea, I'm sure that's you saying repeats. Bro, these are your words. They mix things up. I'm sure you're trying to say it will be a repeat of Gennaro Raw. As for Chelsea, I think they are the cause of their problem. If they have completed their interest on players, maybe other clubs would not have had time to get those players. Okay. Fundamental from K2, your water. I don't seem to understand the case they are making for Super Falcons. That other teams are catching up with them. The Super Falcons Nuffy catch up with USA and other European countries. Knee, he puts the question mark. The coach is a failure. Let's allow Nigerian coach to take these ladies. Bro, I get your point, and it makes so much sense. It's funny, but it makes sense. Because every time we're saying, the rest of Africa are catching up with the Super Falcons. Why Super Falcons themselves, true to never catch up with US since? Bro, you have a very good point, man. By the way, we're playing US in a couple of friendly games in the coming months. Kudos to the NFL for putting that together. It's going to be Nigeria's Super Falcons against the USA in two friendly matches in the USA. Yeah, because that's like every time. Don't complain too much. The rest of Africa are catching up. Why are we not catching up with the world too? Oh-ho. So somebody is lagging behind. That's what it means. And that's why some other people are catching that person. On that note, I need to exit the studio. Thank you so much for joining us in Game On tonight here on 99.3 Nigeria. We're going to be back tomorrow morning for Sports Drive. I'll have the pleasure of hosting that show from 7 a.m. in between the Morning Crossfire show that will be driven by Sheriff Quadri. Have yourselves an amazing Monday night. And stay with us on Nigeria Info, because Life and Dangerous will be up next. There's Benga Reshe going. There's also Adab Blessing to give you more fun on this nation's first news talk and sports radio station. You can always follow us on social media. At Fadji Official is the handle for Femi and the gang on Twitter and Instagram. At Nigeria Info FM is the handle for this station on Twitter. And my handle is at Chuman Noli. Take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll leave you with these words. You should never be content until you put out your best content, because you don't need anyone's consent to exhibit that talent that you have, which is God sent. Bye-bye.